It's October 26th. War is evolving all the time, becoming more complex and sophisticated. We have precision-guided missiles, artillery which can hit targets tens of miles away. We have high-resolution satellite photos of the enemy positions and the ability to send gigabytes of data in minutes. But something in military affairs has remained unchanged since the time of Odysseus. With this hero of antiquity, as well as with Alexander the Great, Napoleon, the armies of Lord Kitchener and General Montgomery, we are related by petty neighbors who pestered all our glorious predecessors and now pester us. These neighbors are mice. Mice are the eternal companions of all wars. Little creatures that spoil food supplies, gnaw holes in uniforms and bags, wake up soldiers at night running over sleeping people. I can smell them everywhere. I smoked for many years but quit a few years ago, and now I have an excellent sense of smell. I immediately feel the presence of rodents. In war, this is a common smell, and the rustling of their little paws is a common sound. This sound literally drives crazy a lot of people. But I take it easy. To be honest, mice are even pretty to me. They are fluffy and small with nice button eyes, translucent ears, and they are very shy. I try not to offend them. I carefully get into my sleeping bag so as not to crush the little animals. In no case do I throw anything at them, and I do not put mouse traps. And I'm not the only one. In some divisions, mice even become pets. They are fed, given names, even taken with soldiers when they change positions. But I am not that friendly with mice. First, because I don't like their habit of crawling all over my face when I sleep and chewing on wires. And secondly, I already have my pets, my two cats, who stayed at home and are waiting for me. Getting a new pet in the war is, it seems to me, a betrayal of my furry guys. And I miss them very much. Even my army nom de guerre is the name of one of my cats. That's how it happens. I started about mice and Odysseus and got to my cats. Well, when I'll tell you more about the relationship between cats and mice near the front. These relations can be called an armed truce. Cats that live with the soldiers are fed by everyone and loved by everyone without any conditions. Therefore, they simply do not need to catch mice, not to eat, not to earn the love of the owners. In general, these cats do not catch mice at all. I have noticed that mice are more like us than many would like. They are afraid of shelling, love warmth, and not averse to eating delicious food. By the way, I wrote the text of this episode late at night after the mice woke me up. They ran next to me and squeaked loudly and did not let me sleep. I understand why mice are always around the military personnel. We always have a lot of different cereals, cookies, sugar, bread, and other delicious thing. The army quarters is always warm and always has places to hide. If I were a mouse, I would definitely like to be somewhere in the forefront. But I'm not a mouse, and I really want to go home. We all really want to go home. But for now, we are forced to stay in dugouts and trenches next to mice.